This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With basically three days left till the election, there is still a slice of the voting public that isn't satisfied, hasn't been completely won over by one candidate or the other. Olalla Njenga is one of them. I met her on Monday during a live show we did in Raleigh, North Carolina. She runs a marketing firm there. She's got three people working for her. She wants to add more. But her candidate of choice just isn't telling her what she wants to hear. So we got her on the phone to figure out what might get her off of that fence. Olalla, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So now let's see. You are a small business owner. You are technically, you say, an undecided voter, right?
Yes, technically, although I've been trying to move the needle for the past couple of days.
Well, talk to me about that, because you don't have too much more time to decide.
Well, for me, it really came down to three things, which is every plan needs a what, a why, and a how. And that's really important because that's what my company does when we make strategic plans. And so I really need to support something that I understand how it will be implemented and what I can expect as a result. And unfortunately, Mr. Romney has failed that test. I had been holding out hope, and it's taken three debates and a storm, and he still has not given us that information.
What can he tell you, though, at this point? I mean, it's been 2 years that this campaign's been going on. How can it be that with, what, 3.5 days left, you are still undecided?
You know, I think Romney has a lot of qualities that are pretty admirable. He is a leader. He does understand that. He understands money. That was a big thing for me. There's a difference between understanding math and understanding money. He thinks about it from the perspective of a business. So, yes, I mean, I could be swayed at the 11th hour.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think you wait till Tuesday and you hope that somebody in the Romney campaign hears this show and you get a call.
And you know what? It's a call I would gladly take. I'll give him my private mobile number.
If he calls you, you got to call us, all right?
Oh, are you kidding? Right. You guys will be on speed dial.
All right. What is your biggest fear, then, about the next 4 years economically?
It's really personal. My daughter will be graduating from college in just a couple months, and she called me about a week ago, and she said, Mom, if I graduate from college after spending all this time and all of your money, and I do not have a job, will you create a job for me at your company?
Wow. That's putting it right to you. What'd you say?
You know, as a parent, my biggest fear is that she'll be done in a couple months and won't have a job, and her brother, who will be done in 2 years, won't have a job either, and that we will have, you know, really painted a picture for them of hope and opportunity, and that there won't be enough of the world left when they come out of college to celebrate anything.
You didn't answer the question, though. You're going to give her a job if she needs one?
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
that's without question.
Right, just checking.
It's a family business, whether
right.
I want it to be or not.
That's right. Olalla Njenga is in Raleigh, North Carolina. She is the CEO and Senior Marketing Strategist at Yellowwood Group. Olalla, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.